North Carolina students took retooled standardized tests at the end of last year. They're designed to assess students based on more rigorous standards under the Common Core. For example, some 8th grade math is now being taught in 6th grade. So districts expected the scores to be low, and they are. Take 4th grade reading.
Well, the percent proficient would be 45.48.
Okay. That's Tammy Howard, who's in charge of the state's testing program. The biggest drop is in 8th grade math. Under the new system, only 35% of kids are deemed proficient. In 2012, 80% were. The State Board of Education had the option of softening the blow by lowering what's needed to get a score of 3, which means you're proficient. The board would do that, planning on raising the bar for this year's results.
It's kind of easing into those higher expectations.
But the State Board of Education decided against that option today. Here's school board member John Tate from Charlotte.
This is the price of sorts that is paid to lift those standards and the rigor, the level of rigor that exists under the premise that kids are well served and they're better prepared at the point of the 12th grade when they graduate.
Last month, a couple board members expressed concerns about jumping right away to the higher bar. Karen Dickerson is a teacher advisor to the board. She worried that such low scores would discourage students and teachers.
I love high standards. I hold my students to high standards. And I will say that with the new standards for my English 10 inclusion students last year, I saw more growth in them than I've ever seen before. But in looking at these results, my heart dropped. It dropped for teachers and it dropped for my students, because I know that this is going to be devastating for them.
The state expects to release district and school test scores November 7th. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.